SKT announces FY 2020 results. Post revenue of 18.625 trillion South Korean won. Operating income of 1.349 trillion South Korean won. And net income of 1.501 trillion South Korean won. Achieves continuous growth of its new ICT business areas, namely media, security and commerce. The combined total operating income of the new ICT businesses took up 24% of the company's operating income for 2020. Expects to reach an annual revenue of 19.5 trillion South Korean won in 2021. SK Telecom, NYSE, SKM, hereinafter referred to as SKT, today announced its earnings for the year 2020 on AKIFRS 16 consolidated basis. Revenue of 18.625 trillion South Korean won. Operating income of 1.349 trillion South Korean won. And net income of 1.501 trillion South Korean won. SKT's consolidated revenue increased by 5.0% compared to the previous year. This comes as a result of a 15.3% year-on-year revenue growth of its new ICT business areas including media and commerce, along with a 2.8% YoY revenue increase posted by the MNO business thanks to 5G subscriber additions. Operating income expanded by 21.8% compared to the previous year. In particular, based on pay TV subscriber number increase, gross merchandise value, GMV, expansion of the commerce business, and growth of new security services such as home security and parking, the operating income of the new ICT businesses increased by 27.5% YoY. Net income jumped by 74.3% YoY to 1.501 trillion South Korean won due to increased equity method gains from SK Hynix. In 2021, SKT will speed up its growth as a leading ICT company by applying artificial intelligence, AI, technologies to all products and services, while the app market one store pushes for initial public offering, IPO. SKT expects to achieve an annual revenue of 19.5 trillion South Korean won for year 2021. On a non-consolidated basis, SKT's annual revenue increased by 2.8% YoY to 11.747 trillion South Korean won affected by the growth in the number of 5G subscribers and their mobile data usage. Operating income made a turnaround, expanding by 7.5% YoY from 951.8 billion South Korean won in 2019 to 1.231 trillion South Korean won in 2020. The MNO business sustained its 5G market leadership in 2020. The number of SKT's 5G subscribers was around 5.48 million as of the end of 2020 and is expected to reach 9 million by the end of this year. The MNO business implemented diverse customer-friendly marketing activities fit for the pandemic situation such as non-face-to-face 24-hour service activation, and opened G-Factory to share its ICT vision and innovations. Through these efforts, SKT topped all three major satisfaction surveys in Korea, i.e. National Customer Satisfaction Index, NCSI, Korean Customer Satisfaction Index, KCSI, and Korea Standard Service Quality Index, KSSQI, Dash for 23 consecutive years. Following the successful launch of V-Coloring, a video ringback tone service, in 2020, the MNO business will focus on offering subscription-based services powered by artificial intelligence, AI, technologies this year. It is set to introduce a wide variety of subscription-based services that go beyond the field of mobile communications to serve a much broader customer base. The year 2020 was marked by strong performance of the new ICT business areas. The combined total operating income of the new ICT businesses stood at 326.2 billion South Korean won, accounting for 24% of the company's total operating income. The media business served as the main driver for earnings growth of the new business areas. SK Broadband's revenue for 2020 increased by 17.2% YoY to 3.714 trillion South Korean won affected by its merger of T-Broad and growth in the number of IPTV subscribers. Its operating income expanded by 59.2% YoY to stand at 230.9 billion South Korean won. SKT Security Business reported an annual revenue of 1.339 trillion South Korean won, increasing by 12.2% YoY thanks to the even growth of its key business areas, including dispatch security and information security, and new business areas like home security, parking and non-face-to-face solutions. The annual revenue for the commerce business, 11SD and SK Stoa, grew by 12.1% year to 814.2 billion South Korean won on the back of the increased online shopping trend in GMV. The operating income for the year 2020 stood at 11 billion South Korean won, recording a surplus for two consecutive years. TMAP Mobility, a specialized mobility company launched in December 2020, is set to become a mobility as a service, MaaS, provider with car sharing, rent-a-car, taxi, and public transportation-related service offerings. TMAP Mobility plans to launch an e-hailing joint venture with Uber Technologies in the first half of this year. The mobile app market One Store saw its GMV grow for 10 consecutive quarters backed by constant increase in the number of users, and reported net income surplus in 2020. One Store is expected to continue its growth this year and become the first SKT subsidiary to promote IPO. Through the merger between SK Broadband and T-Broad, launch of TMAP Mobility, and merger between ADT Caps and SK Infosec, SKT has secured stronger growth engines and turned itself into a company with five key businesses. This year, SKT is set to speed up its growth by innovating all products and services with AI and expanding its collaboration with diverse global companies. In 2020, we achieved even growth of M&O and new ICT, and successfully set up five core business areas, said Yoon Pung-young, CFO of SKT. This year, we will accelerate our evolution towards becoming a global ICT company with unrivaled competitiveness in AI, and make efforts to achieve a record annual revenue of 20 trillion South Korean won. The conference call in regard to SK Telecom's 2020 earnings results can be heard via SK Telecom's webpage on Wednesday, February 3rd, from 16:30 Seoul time. Link, http://cast.imodium.com/webcasting/202101052831201/n